Lieutenant Lazaro Chavez oversees a team that intercepts drugs smuggled in from Mexico and drug money heading back. But Chavez isn't anywhere near the border. He works 300 miles away for the Las Vegas Metro Police Department.
This is the battleground for us, right here, Interstate 15.
I-15 starts in San Diego and passes through the Mojave Desert, through Las Vegas, and on to Salt Lake City, where it heads north.
This is the road that the cartels have identified as their route, and we've identified it as our area to really fight this battle.
They fight this battle with some help from the federal government, $3 million annually. Southern Nevada is one of the country's 28 so-called high-intensity drug trafficking areas, known as HIDA for short. Chavez and his team drive with police radios, but their cars are unmarked. That way, they can observe other drivers unnoticed.
It's almost like a big chess game. The drug dealers want to outsmart the police so they can get their product and their drugs onto the streets. So we figure out, how are they doing it today? Are they using a semi? Are they using buses? Maybe they're using hidden compartments inside cars.
Chavez says it's mostly intelligence that guides his team to watch certain cars. They also notice things like if two cars are caravanning. One could be the security for the other one carrying drugs. But Chavez won't elaborate much more about his strategy.
The last thing I want to do is give up some of our intelligence, some of our tools, so that the bad guy wins.
He has colleagues who do similar work all across the nation. 400 officers who specialize in highway drug enforcement gathered in Las Vegas in early May. They attended sessions with titles like Bulk Currency and Mexican Drug Cartels. One priority that they talk about at conferences like these is sharing intelligence between agencies. Jack Kilorin is head of HIDA's Department of Highway Enforcement.
A trooper making a stop in Las Vegas can put a message to this entire community within 1 hour.
Kilorin says that message could say, we just apprehended a driver who's cooperating. He told us there's another vehicle transporting drugs up ahead.
It's a Cadillac Escalade. It's got Texas license plates, and they're headed to Chicago, Illinois. And those troopers will respond to look for that vehicle.
While collaboration may be improving, other aspects of the job may be getting tougher. It's becoming less common for those arrested drivers to cooperate and become informants, according to some authorities. That may be a direct result of the Mexican cartel's brutal enforcement strategies. Kent Bitsko directs Nevada's HIDA program.
They're not very willing to talk because they're afraid of the cartels. They're a lot more afraid of what will happen to them if they cross the cartels than what will happen to them going to prison here.
Without informants and strong intelligence, analysts say the task of finding drugs on the road is like finding a needle in a haystack. Back on the highway, Lieutenant Chavez shares his team's stats from last year. They seized $2 million in cash, more than 1,300 pounds of marijuana, and about 100 pounds of meth, cocaine, and heroin combined, much of it on I-15. But that's a small fraction of the drugs a metropolitan area the size of Las Vegas is likely to consume in a year.
You cannot help but to take it a little bit personal when you hear of search warrants being done in a city where you find 50 pounds or 100 pounds of methamphetamine, and you know that there's only one way it could have gotten here.
And that's on the highway, probably on I-15. In Las Vegas, I'm Jude Jaffe Block.